Hello.
Hello, Wendy. Thank you.
Oh, Michael, what great things does your character get to say?
Well, you know what? I get to recite some lines that Brad wrote, and they are really cheesy, but really funny as well. Things like when Brad's character, he does a cameo. When he says, I have a compass, see? And he's supposed to be getting out of the woods. I get to take a broken beer bottle and say to him, but you don't have a face, and jam the beer bottle into his face.
And so we get a sense of how this film plays itself out for us. Brad and Jackie, tell me a little bit about, well, first of all, Brad, tell me about the playwright, about the play itself. When you were writing it, tell me about it.
Sure. I actually was inspired by 80s horror films like They Live. I'm kind of wearing a nice They Live t-shirt right now, I like to represent. Friday the 13th, Sleepaway Camp, things like that. So I saw a film called The Lost Skeleton of Cadavra, which is a throwback to 60s and 70s B alien movies. And I thought, that's amazing, I'm going to do that. So I locked myself in the basement for 10 days and I just wrote the script through 10 days.
So what are the characteristics of those 80s horror movies that appeal to you? What did you like about them?
You know, it's all sort of the cheesy dialogue and the illogical choices that the characters make, running back into the house instead of taking off into any other direction where the killer probably couldn't find them. But no, they go lock themselves in a bedroom. And, you know, the characters themselves, they're one-note characters. They all have one specific tone, and they're all stereotypical, and the plot holes, it's day, it's night, I love it. It's just Easter eggs galore. I love it.
Now, those were cheesy back in the day, but now we live in this age of irony. It must be a blast. But how do you take something that far already and take it just that much further? What do you do?
Well, I mean, we were always on the line between wanting to have a really high quality movie, but something that did have that cheese as well. So it was hard for us always to make that decision between what is too far that we're going to lose audiences and what is funny, you know, what's going to work, what people are going to get. So I think it was just always a kind of compromise between us deciding that. And when we did the screening on Wednesday, I think we felt pretty good about those decisions and that we were able to get that across.
So let me ask you this. I mean, the character, the bad guy in all of these, and Michael, I'll bet that you probably saw a few of those 80s films. I would like to say that I probably have seen every one of them myself. And the thing about them was, as I recall, is they were quite delicious because we knew they were funny. We were scared, but we knew they were funny.
And that's exactly it. You know, when you see these things happen, you know as soon as you see the teenagers in the car, and you know that they're going to be going into the woods, and they want to drink, they want to have sex, they want to do all the things that they're not allowed to do when mom and dad are around. And one of the things they end up doing is dying horribly. It's a bizarre, twisted kind of morality tale. But the good thing is, thanks to Brad, this bad guy doesn't wear a mask. So it's always me, which creeps a few people out, but it's fun.
But you know, that was the other thing. Like, if you think about those early films, trying to determine who the guy was half the fun. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you didn't see that guy until well into the second act. You saw all of the stuff.
Yeah.
But so does our guy make an appearance before the second act, or do we have to wait?
Yeah, see, the thing that I was going for with when I wrote this was a complete illogical lack of any kind of thread of trying to make it really an original, scary, suspenseful movie. I just wanted to look at all these movies that I grew up watching and loving to laugh and have fun with my friends and say, let's do that. So The psychotic forest ranger, he's just a regular guy. He's just a dude walking around. He's just a nice guy, but he also is psychotic and kills people. So he doesn't need to hide his identity. He doesn't need to worry about that.
But there is another forest ranger around that you might get him confused with.
But of course you would never get him confused with it. But yeah, we threw that in
might.
There. So of course the teenagers get him confused. But
exactly,
they look
the teenagers
so different.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there is a backstory, though, that he used to be, you know, he was studying for ministry and ended up becoming a forest ranger, and this is all revealed in the opening credits. It's actually quite good. So he used to be a regular guy, not so much anymore.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the thing about a film, though, whether you are making a send up of 80s horror flicks or whether you are doing a drama or a comedy, is that they are monumentally expensive. And you need a lot of people with a lot of expertise to make it entertaining. So where did you find the money? Where did you find, and let's start there. Where did you find the cash for this?
Well, I'll take that one up. Back in 2008, 2007, actually, the movie The Secret came out. And people are probably aware that Oprah talked about it a lot. I watched that movie and I thought, okay, if I'm going to make a movie, it costs a lot of money, like you just said. I'm going to have to just believe it's going to happen. So Jackie and I talked and we said, let's just do it. And I said, okay, I can raise the money. And she had the film background and the training and the connections to get the crew together.
And I remember me and Brad were saying at that time, I was always like, I don't know how he's going to come up with $50,000. And he was always saying, I don't know how she's going to get a crew of 15 people to work for free on this thing for a month. And we both just left each other to it. And when it came time to shoot, it was all there.
Yeah, we raised $50,000 on Facebook in about 6 months in 2008.
Tell me how you did that, because that's interesting.
Back in 2008, advertising on Facebook was just starting out. So there's the section on the side of Facebook where you can see all the ads about all the inappropriate things that they like to tell you to do.
like buying Coach bags.
And other things we can't mention on the radio that sometimes slip past the reviewers on Facebook. But it costs about 50 cents right now to get one click, for one person to click that ad. The advertiser has to pay 50 cents. Back then it was about 1 cent to 5 cents because it was brand new. So we were able to raise some money using the advertising on Facebook. We raised about $50,000 in 6 months.
On clicks.
On clicks, yeah. And then Jackie got the crew together, and then we came to Nova Scotia and got all the cast. That's where we found Michael. Michael came in. Well, why don't you tell that story, Michael, how we found you?
Well, actually, I heard about it on the Cape Breton Filmmakers Association website. And I said, you know what? What the heck? I've done some theater at CBU. I might as well give it a try. And there was a small role that fit someone of my advanced years. And so I went in to read for the role of the police officer. And when I went in, they also got me to read for the forest ranger. And I thought, cool. But I spoke to someone else. He said, yeah, I read for that too. I thought, okay, well, they're getting everybody a little older. Anyway, I went to Egypt on vacation. So I was sitting in Sharm el-Sheikh, a nice resort, got an email from the casting director, Keith Morrison, telling me that they offered me the lead, and it really kind of freaked me out. It was wild. It was an adventure, and Brad was brilliant, and I got to work with Jackie, who's an award-winning filmmaker, and some amazing cast and crew. It was phenomenal.
And Mike really makes the film.
Oh, man, yeah. When we saw him walk in, we're like, this guy has to be
the Forest Ranger.
We're in conversation with Jackie and Brad Mills. They are the filmmakers of The Legend of the Psychotic Forest Ranger. Michael McDonald has the starring role. So, Jackie, there have been, over the history of Cape Breton Island, occasionally there is a little bit of a film industry. Mm-hmm. And it comes and goes, and people get all these skills, and they're ready to go, and then they move to British Columbia, or they move to Toronto, and then there's nobody left, and we have to reinvent. So where did you find the people with the skills, the expertise, that were able to help you do this?
Well, like you said, there are a lot of people around still that have those skills, and a lot of younger people now are getting those skills like us, and we grew up in that. We grew up doing The Widow of St. Pierre and Win Again and all those films.
Which was at a time when there was a lot of film production going on in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, and that's kind of what got me and my brother into film. That's what made us love it so much. And we have such a love for Cape Breton. We grew up here. This is the place we know. We know the kind of beauty that's here and the community. So it wasn't hard for us to find people to help out. That was the easy part, actually. Mm-hmm. And I went to school in Montreal. I went to Concordia for film. And I had a crew of about 10, 15 people there. And we're very tight. And we have a production company called Green Ground Productions. And they all came down. And they were the core crew. And then we had other crew members from Cape Breton. Yeah. And then all Cape Breton cast. So it was actually pretty easy to get the...
There's a lot of people that wanted to work on a film.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing about film in Cape Breton is that it drops, even if it's a low budget film, the spinoff drops a galactic amount of money into the economy because everybody has to stay somewhere. Yeah. Everybody has to have lunch. Everybody has to buy shampoo. But do you have any, were you able to come up with any kind of a figure that would tell people how much money your $50,000 production spun off into this economy?
Oh, definitely the whole thing. Yeah.
There's maybe a couple thousand that didn't, but the entire budget for shooting the film was spent on the island. You know,
it went to lodging, renting locations, renting equipment, rentals,
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So every nickel.
All the work that was done by the actors, Michael McDonald, and the crew, and all from Montreal. Everybody that worked on the production was on deferral, so
it was free.
We need to get the film distribution in order to make some money back and hopefully pay everybody, and then there'll be more spinoffs so we can actually pay the actors and the crew that worked on it.
And even now, things like the getting the posters printed up, the one that that you have there with that Brad brought in, and the T-shirts done by Island Cresting in Brodeur, and you know, all of the stuff that that's money going into the local economy. It may not be a fortune, but considering how much money we had to start with, it's pretty darn nice.
I gotta put a plug in too for these posters.
Yeah.
Shane McLean from Pamet Cards, it's a local startup. He's done an awesome job and he's great prices. So I like to support, I don't know, things like what we're doing, right? Independent, smaller things. So definitely that, the Cresting and the...
So, okay. I mean, I can't wait to see it. I mean, as a veteran of the 80s horror flick, I'm thinking, I have to see this
film. What's
your favorite? What were the slack? What was the guy with the chainsaw?
Oh, Texas Chainsaw
Massacre. Yeah, Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's actually scary. I don't know if you like that one. I don't know if you're going to do
it. A little bit of a movie. You remember?
That's a scary
movie. What a blast
ever.
It was.
Do I ever.
That's too scary for me.
You know, there are some 80s movies that still freak me out today, like Sleepaway Nightmare on Elm Street.
Camp. Oh, wasn't that great? Yeah.
You know?
Sleepaway Camp has such a strange ending. Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Tried
some
to
of them
go,
are
the ending of the Psychotic Forest Ranger is really going to make you go, what? What just? Happened.
We definitely got that Wednesday night.
So you will show this again tomorrow evening at 11:30 in the evening. There isn't a ticket left, is there?
There
we
are
sold
still
out.
Tickets.
Yeah, there are some tickets. Okay. There's some tickets still. But what happened on Wednesday was the majority of the tickets sold Wednesday during the day. So if you want to get some tickets, get them today, because tomorrow, you know, we had to turn around away about 20 people, I think it was, people were pretty disappointed.
And then there's a part of me that just wants to go on the film circuit with you just to see the response. like, wouldn't it be fun?
We're curious about that.
Yeah, we'll take it.
But I'm curious. You have to get distribution. This has to get out.
That's right.
And that's always the issue with Canadian film, getting screen time. So what are you going to do?
Well, we're kind of doing it outside of the box, I suppose, just the same way that we raised the $50,000 to make the movie. We're alternative distribution is kind of do-it-yourself sort of methods are really becoming popular these days. So we're actually trying to raise $7,500 right now so that we can get wide distribution and try to go with traditional distributor, get us into film festivals. We want to take it to film festivals and get lots of fans.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, even if that doesn't pan out with a traditional distributor, we're going to distribute it ourselves. And one of the things we're doing right now is we're making a Facebook game for The Legend of the Psychotic Forest Ranger, because that's really popular and there's lots of horror fans. So you can actually play as your favorite horror movie characters. And play as the Forest Ranger on Facebook.
Forget Farmville, there's Harmville.
Yeah, it's called Harmville. So go to harmvillegame.com if you want to check that out.
All right, well, we're going to be watching this because it sounds to me like this story is just beginning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Wendy. And it's
thanks
nice to chat with someone who's, you know, kind of been there in the 80s a little bit by themselves.
Jackie and Brad Mills are the filmmakers of The Legend of the Psychotic Forest Ranger. Michael McDonald has the starring role. That film was shot in Cape Breton, features an all Cape Breton cast, and you can see the film tomorrow night at the Empire Cinema in Sydney, and that's 11:30 p.m.